The Erev Tochu Matzos. On Leil Pesach, one has a mitzvah in our Torah, biblical commandment, to eat matzah. And some extended that maybe it's a mitzvah kiyumis, the whole Pesach. However, that's regarding Pesach. So one could discuss, it's clearly a mitzvah in our Torah on the first night, and perhaps a mitzvah kiyumis throughout. However, on Pesach Sheni, Yudalad Iyar, there's a meaning among some, especially among Hasidim, to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. That's clearly just a minig. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. At best, you have a minig too, if one does. So interesting, among minhagim, there are different minhagim, and when, if you do eat matzah on Leil Pesach, when do you eat the matzah? So some have a minhag to eat it on Leil Tezvav, the night of the 15th, the 15th of Iyar, and others have it to eat on Yudalit, on the 14th of Iyar. So Bishroma Leil Tezvav, I understand the minhag, because that's when they ate the Karban Pesach Rishon. They prepared it, they slaughtered the Karban on Pesach Rishon. They slaughtered on Yudalit and they ate it on Tezvav. So that's when we ate the matzah, both on the Karban Pesach and Be'erev Tochu Matzos. So therefore I understand why the minhag is to eat it on the night of the 15th. But what's the reason for the minhag, which I think most have, most people who eat matzah on Pesach Sheni eat it on Yudalit? What's the basis for eating it on Yudalit? So someone explained more, some explained by Derech Machshava, the Hachana. The Hachana is the in general, Hachana is to mitzvahs, especially among Hasidim, and the many Hasidim eating matzah on Pesach Sheni. Hachana is a crucial role, and especially according to everybody, Hachana by Pesach, a lot of the work done is pre-Pesach. So therefore, Yudalit is the Hachana. That's when we did the Shechita. So even though we didn't eat it until Leil Tezvav, the minute we go Basar Haschol, we go from the beginning of the process, and that begins on Yudalit, that's what some say. Or others point out more of a halachic answer, the Klei Chemda. Quotes from the Avnei Nezer, others, that we know there's a concept about Tosef, about Tigra, that there's a prohibition of adding to the Torah and taking away. So about Tosef, the classic case is putting five parshios of five species on your tefillin or luav, or putting three on your luav and tefillin. So there's about Tosef is adding, about Tigra is taking away. So the Avnei Nezer says, so what's the concern? So we have a general rule in when do you violate Baal Tosef or Baal Tigra? So if you add, if the mitzvah still applies and then you do something which is Baal Tigra, Baal Tosef, so then even without Kavana it's a problem. But Shelo B'Shas Mitzvah, it's only a problem of Baal Tosef if you're eating it with Kavana. So that's the whole discussion, let's say, in a place where Sukkah Revelo, and you're eating there, so obviously if you have low Kavana, if you don't have Kavana, so then perhaps it's not Baal Tosef. That's just a general rule. So the Avnei Nezer writes, so that's the problem, because it's more of a chashash than it's not a real Baal Tosef, but it might look like it. In other words, the Avnei Nezer writes, if you eat matzah on Leil Tezvav, so what do we know? Matzah subo rum yochuhu. So you're going to think, you know what, so what's the mitzvah? You mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach together with the matzah, or just the separate mitzvah matzah. But either way, you eat matzah, because Pesach Sheni seems to be going on the carbon part. So matzos umorim yochuhu. So therefore, looks like what? if it's Leil Tezvav, so to speak, this man ha-mitzvah, at least on Pesach Rishon, this man ha-mitzvah, so it looks like you're eating matzah, but you're not eating the maror and the karban, so perhaps it's Baal Tigra. So therefore, you don't want to violate Baal Tigra b'shas mitzvah, so therefore you move it to Yudalid, which is Shavu b'shas mitzvah, so therefore you don't have kavana, it's not a problem. So either, why do we eat on the 14th? Either because it's Kohas Chavos Kosher, just like the Machlokes, the 9th and 10th of Av, that if the majority of the Beis HaMikdash burn on the 10th, so why do we fast on the 9th? Because Kohas Chavos Kosher, so and my Pesach Tachana is other key. Or, like the Avnei Nezer suggests, maybe to avoid even the appearance of Baal Tosef, about Tigra, because Leil Tezvav is the time we eat the Achilas Pesach. Because really eating matzah on Leil Tezvav would make sense, because that's when we eat it. So he says, Dafka, no, we Dafka eating it Shalol Kavan, it's just a minhag, we're not fulfilling a mitzvah. We Dafka take it away, Leil Tezvav, we don't want it to look like we're violating about Tigra, and then we have it on Yudal. So those are different minhagim of whether you eat matzah. For those who eat matzah on Pesach Sheni, do you eat it on Leil Tezvav? And you're not concerned with Baal Tigra, or, because that's the Zman HaMitzvah, that's when you do it, or that was the Zman Pesach Rishon, or you're concerned and you move it to Yudal, which is also the beginning of Shechitas HaPesach.